Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your short list of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And we're checking in on an international encryption battle. As heavily covered on the podcast, nearly 3 years ago, the FBI abandoned an effort to force Apple to extract data from one encrypted iPhone. Fast forward 3 years later, tech companies around the world are facing several new efforts from governments fighting for access to digital secrets. It's big tech versus international encryption after these tech headlines. And checking in on the latest involving Elon Musk, Tesla, Twitter, and the SEC. The Journal reports that Tesla CEO Elon Musk has until the 11th of March to answer federal regulators' claims that tweets he issued last week violated an enforcement settlement he reached last year. The Securities Exchange Commission argues Mr. Musk announced new information in a February 19th tweet, that being the number of cars Tesla would build in 2019. In said tweet, Mr. Musk said Tesla will make around 500,000 vehicles this year. His clarification tweet explained he meant to say 400K. In the hours after the SEC made its filing, Mr. Musk remained active on Twitter, noting that, quote, something is broken with SEC oversight, end quote. And moving over to the FCC, its chairman says the U.S. has an early 5G lead. America's top telecommunications regulator said U.S. companies are the frontrunners in the global race to build fifth-generation wireless networks. This is a week after President Trump said those companies must step up their efforts or get left behind. More generally, Mr. Pai called America's wireless telecommunications market a very healthy ecosystem, helped by new companies, including cable providers, trying to expand into the mobile phone service. And now the story of one British grocer headed for Silicon Valley. Online supermarket Ocado has a better shot at justifying its tech star valuation after selling part of its retail business. That's according to The Wall Street Journal's Carol Ryan. The company that will help Kroger compete with Amazon has been a tricky one for investors to classify, however. Ocado said Wednesday that it will unload a 50% stake in its UK food delivery arm as part of a joint venture with brick-and-mortar rival Marks & Spencer. U.S. shoppers bought just 1.6% of their groceries online in 2018, but that number should roughly double by 2023. And according to the Journal, Ocado's latest deal gives it a better shot at delivering for investors. Coming up, the resurgence of big tech versus encryption in a brewing international battle.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on your short list of qualified candidates using an online dashboard. Get started today at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast.
Recently, in Australia and the UK, laws have been passed to make it easier to compel tech companies to turn over data. And although the impact of those measures have yet to be tested, the so-called going dark issue, or the government's inability to access data as devices get more encoded, is a growing issue among law enforcement. And apparently, new global legislation is making for new inroads. Let's get the latest. Joining us from San Francisco via Skype is The Wall Street Journal's Bob McMillan. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Tanya.
As discussed on the podcast, and I guess it must have been 3 years ago at this point, there was that epic fight between the FBI and Apple. You know, the topic is gaining new momentum. It's about encryption, what the government should have access to. Should they have access to our personal smartphone? Globally, this is playing out again. Australia, the UK, earlier in the month, there was a meeting in Brazil. Can you catch us up on the latest? What's happened since this sort of died down a little bit?
Yeah, it seems to have died down in the United States, although from time to time, the Department of Justice or the FBI will say, we want to be able to get data off of phones. Up until around 2015 or so, it used to be that law enforcement, if they had an iPhone, they could just send it to Apple and Apple would be able to give them the data off the phone. But in the wake of the Edward Snowden incident, where the tech companies found that there was access to the data they were storing that was concerning to the public, they've locked down a lot of these devices. So now when a law enforcement sends an iPhone 10 to Apple, Apple can legitimately say, look, there's no way we really can't get the data off of this phone. It's just too locked down for even us to recover. So that's the background for all of this. Now, here in the United States, there was, as you pointed out, there was this big legal challenge in 2016 around the San Bernardino terrorist attack. There was a phone that the FBI wanted to get data to. Apple said they couldn't provide it. The FBI and the Department of Justice were seeking a court order to basically force Apple to do a software update that would allow them to see the phones. Apple said this would undermine the security of their devices. And then the FBI sort of backed off, and they found another way in, basically a hack to the phone that allowed them to get the data. So the case kind of went away. But around the world, all governments still have the same problem, including the United States government. So In the meantime, we've seen some laws that in theory could give law enforcement the tools they need to make these kinds of demands, these legal demands of the tech companies. And that could lead to a showdown. So as you pointed out, there are laws on the books in the United Kingdom and in Australia now, just since December, that in theory could give a judge a way of ordering a tech company to provide data that the tech companies say right now they can't provide. And that could, you know, we don't have another showdown going on right now, the nature that we had in 2016 here in the United States, but privacy advocates, the tech companies, observers of this phenomenon are worried that that could happen and that now there are the legal tools to force a showdown. So it is totally fascinating to me what would happen if that occurred. I mean,
well, right. That's the question, right? What will this ricochet and does it reach the United States?
Yeah. And Facebook has already had an employee arrested in Brazil. A judge there said, look, I want some data. And Facebook said, we don't have access to the data. And the judge said, all right, we're going to get the head of your Latin American division and throw him in jail. And they put him in jail for a day. He was later released, but that dispute is ongoing. And so what could happen? There are a variety of things. I mean, once one of these laws gets tested, it could be that the law enforcement agency could compel one of the tech companies to provide a backdoor. They might refuse, and then they might face, sanctions in that country. They might not be able to continue to operate in the country, or they might run the risk of having employees arrested, or they might just, it might just end up being a public relations war, which is a bit of what happened here in the United States, where Apple went to war against the FBI, and they said this is a really bad idea for user privacy. And I think the public pressure of that actually contributed to the FBI backing off back in 2016.
Mm-hmm. And, fast forwarding to today, I imagine critics are still sticking to their guns, privacy advocates. And then, there's the issue of data. And that's obviously emerged as a much more prominent issue these days.
Right. A lot of people feel that the U.S. is happy to let, this sort of be adjudicated in other worldwide, so they don't have to face the public relations fight that happened in 2016. One thing that's kind of fascinating to me is, 3 years ago, the image of the technology industry was a lot rosier than it is today. There's been a real turnaround, and people are very concerned about the power of these companies. So, and there's so many jurisdictions that want access to so many different types of data. I mean, we're talking about end-to-end encryption here, or the iPhone you use, getting access to that, or getting access to an encrypted message on your phone. But there's also the data on servers that countries want access to, and so it's becoming very, very complicated. And there's some countries that make more demands of the tech companies than others. And, I think a lot of technology companies are asking themselves, well, do I want to do business in a country that's going to force me to give a level of access that might make my users uncomfortable?
Right. It was a really interesting piece in the journal that, you know, lends itself to an important conversation that I think is worth having. So I encourage listeners to check it out. Bob McMillan, thank you so much.
Hey, my pleasure, Daniel.
That ends this edition of the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.